Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, this is letter number 5728. Baruch Hashem, the 12th of El, Tavshin Zion, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvrachu. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter from Thursday, in which you write about the difficulties that come across. And he thinks that the difficulties is they're tied to the fact that people know that he studies Hasidus, Dach, and he also influences others in the same along these lines. Again, this was mostly was in Yerushalayim and in Israel. There was a very, very strong religious community there who did not have the Hasidic tradition. And a lot of the young people and a lot of the became interested. And the Rebbe encouraged them to learn Hasidus and to also get other to learn Hasidus. And these people would face some negative consequences. He thinks that because of his spreading Hasidus, they're giving him a hard time, they're causing difficulties for him. So the Rebbe says, if it is actually true, the Rebbe says, how fortunate is your portion that you have the privilege to spread the wellsprings of Chassidus, of Divrei Elokim Chaim, the esoteric part of Torah, in such a way that they felt it also in the other side, and they're so scared that they want to interfere with you. That means that what you're doing and you're spreading Hasidus that they are objecting, that means that the other side is worried about you spreading Hasidus. So what a great fortune and privilege you have. And this alone should actually bring out by you more strength and more energy, additional strength and energy, to do to the extent possible that the luminary of Torah, the Hasidus, should be revealed in a way that it keeps on expanding and keeps on growing and going up more and more. There is nothing greater than this. So the Rebbe says, although it's understood that activities of a Jewish person needs to be done in pleasant ways, dafka, in ways of peace. You don't want to push it down people's throat, force it down. You want to do it in a pleasant, peaceful way. But that does not really impact the matter itself. In other words, you must spread the Hasidus. Do it in a pleasant way, in a peaceful way. It's only how to bring it into actuality. And the Rebbe says, one of the details is, don't exaggerate, not by yourself, and also not to others, all of the obstacles and the blockages. So the Rebbe says that's one of the ways to sort of deal with it, is not to sort of imagine that it's more than it is. And in others, the objections and or the difficulties. And the Rebbe prays and ends with Yirotzen, that all those that think that they want to block this, that they should realize the truth, that this is not what they really want, those objectors, those opponents, that they don't really want, because in the inner of every soul, of each and every one of the Jewish people, they want to connect with the inner part of Torah, because they want to connect with the inner part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to connect to the inner part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is through the inner part of Torah. This is the path for that, as explained in the Holy Zohar, section 3, page 73a. So, the Rebbe prays that the people that want to, or appears to them, they want to stop you, they want to block, they want to put difficulties, they should realize the truth, that this is not really what they want themselves. Because in the inner of the soul, everybody wants to connect with the inner part of Torah, because that's the way to connect to the inner part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the way. So, since the Rebbe says, it seems from your letter, that some others of your friends have also been captivated whether they were caught or they were also meaning some people are suffering because of the Torah Chassid, some of his friends who are also trying to learn Chassidus or spread Chassidus, they also have been, I think the word nitfasu here means that they were caught up, you know, by those objectors. Over here it's written about Hicha Yechov Erichamecha, that's your life and the length of your day, like we say about Torah, especially all of Torah, but the Rebbe says this with regards to Torah's Chassidus. For sure, the Rebbe says you'll find the way to pass along also to them the above, not to allow this to stop them, to deter them, and to realize that how fortunate they are, that they are spreading the words. And the Rebbe explained that everybody really wants it, even the objectors. Really, they do want it also, although on the surface they object. The Rebbe says, may it be the will, praise, that very soon shall be fulfilled the promise that your wellsprings will spread out to the outside. That's the promise to the Baal Shem Tov from Mashiach, that's when Mashiach will come. And the follows spreading the wellsprings is Mashiach Tzidkenu, the righteous Mashiach. The Rebbe blesses for good news and all the above, and for Ksivach Simatova. So again, there's a lot of students that were attracted to the Rebbe, to Chassidus, and there was a big movement, and, you know, not much different than in the time of the Alter Rebbe. There was a lot of opposition by the Mesnagdim because the Chassidim were making tremendous inroads, and some of the greatest and most talented young people switched over to become followers of the Baal Shem Tov, of the Alter Rebbe, and that's why the Mesnagdim were very worried, and they gave out all kinds of fighting them to try to stop them, even to the extent of excommunication. They did whatever they could. They slandered the Rebbe, they arrested the Rebbe just because they were trying to stop the Rebbe from spreading. The Rebbe had a similar way that the Chassidim and some of the young people in the different yeshivas, who, by the way, today they are the leaders of Chabad today, they come from those yeshivas who originally opposed that. Some of the stars of Chabad today are actually students of those, but it was the beginning, and the Rebbe's encouraged people to learn Chassidus, to spread Chassidus, and some of them were suffering, and this person writes, and the Rebbe is not sure, he said, but if it's true, don't let it deter you, you should be very happy that the other side sees you as a threat, that means that you're being very successful, and this should give you additional strength. And the Rebbe says, just don't exaggerate the situation, makes it easier. And really, everybody wants it and is going to get to it eventually. And the Rebbe says, pass it along to the other ones of your friends, because they too look like maybe having similar issues. And the Rebbe says, spreading the wellsprings followed by the coming of Mashiach. The Rebbe blesses for good news, and all the above, and aksivach simatoyim.